I really wasn't going to say too much today because tomorrow's the Outreach Grant Celebration, and there's going to be 14 charities lined up here at the 9 o'clock service, and just a wonderful celebration. So usually during those services, I don't say much at the other services, so I don't have a whole lot to say, but I was going through my Twitter feed before the service, and I don't know how many of you realize this or not, but today is the 78th anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor, December 7th. And so it was interesting. I put in my feed, remembering Pearl Harbor, hashtag. And this is what came up as I was scrolling through before the service. A letter written by my uncle on the morning of the attack to his family, my mom and aunt, telling them he was okay. 25th anniversary-ish interview appeared in the AC Press. So here's his letter. At the very top right corner, it says Army and Navy, and then underneath, Young Men's Christians Association, which, by the way, is one of the groups we're going to be giving to tomorrow, which is amazing. So this is a letter dated Sunday, December 7th, 1941. Dear family, today the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor and all the camps. The first fire was shot at 7:30 a.m. I was in the St. Augustine Church at Waikiki having Holy Communion. Thank God for my communion. Gang, let's see here, just give me a moment. I have a rosary, a prayer book, and the picture of my family burned in my heart. Powerful stuff, huh? So I share that with you today, first of all, because I think it's important that we remember that day. And we remember those over 2,400 men and women that were killed in that attack. And also, I think it's important for us to remember during this Advent season as we're getting ready and preparing for the coming of Christ in the gift of his life and being born as a baby, that we take some time to think about the word gift. For this man in the service, a gift came to him that Sunday morning that he didn't even know about until after the fact. And the gift for him was he was in church that morning, of all places. It was probably his pattern, if you will. He was at the early service, 7:30 a.m. at Holy Communion. Thank God for Holy Communion. And so as we reflect during this time, 78 years later, we reflect on the reality of God's gift to him in a very strange, incredible way that he was at communion that morning. He was at church. He could have easily been on his ship, not made it that day, and may never have written this letter. And yet he was. And so one of the things I want to share with us here today is that a gift can come to us in many different ways. And some of the best gifts are gifts that you and I don't even see coming. Like this service member, he realized, obviously, after this happened, that his gift was being at church that morning and away from the attack. You know, the other reality as we look at our scriptures today is the celebration of gift as well. We read about the reality of the gift of hope and how important that hope is. In Romans, our second reading today, it talks about the importance of how hope needs to fill our hearts and give us a sense of joy and peace in believing so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, at times in people's lives, they don't have very much hope. There are times in your life and in my life and people's lives that we know where they have a lot of things, but they don't have hope. They've kind of given up on hope for a variety of reasons. And so hope can be a gift as well, and joy and love. What's the same 1 Corinthians 13:13, faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. And so again, these virtues are gifts from God. and to be able to have a sense of hope in the midst of very trying circumstances, if you look at that last sentence in Romans 15, it's a gift. It's a gift to be able to have hope in your life in the midst of what are at times are hopeless situations. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so, you know, one of the realities that you and I can begin to embrace today is that to have hope in our lives, especially during difficult situations, is a grace and a gift from the Holy Spirit. So one of the things you can pray, one of the things I pray, is in the midst of challenging times, I ask for the gift of hope. I ask for the gift of faith. I ask for the gift to keep on going. I don't know about you, but sometimes when my feet hit the deck in the morning, the floor, I just don't want to get out of bed. It's like, man, I don't want to face it today. Kind of have a sense of some tough stuff coming up. I don't want to face it. And then I just say, Lord, will you give me your strength? Will you give me your hope? Will you give me your peace? Will you give me faith to be able to face this and to move on? And so that's a gift from God. And we have only to ask for it. And some of you might be thinking, well, Father Joe, that's too simple. That's just too simple. I'm here to tell you, it's that simple. It's that simple. Just inviting the Holy Spirit to give you peace and give you hope and give you strength in the moment supernaturally. And God is able to do that. Another reason why I'm sharing with you about gifts is because of tomorrow. In your bulletin today, there's an insert, and it's a celebration tomorrow, our outreach grant celebration, where we are blessed to be able to give $150,000 to 14 different Collier charities here in this area. And you know, it truly is a blessing, and it truly is a gift that we're able to do this. And the reason why we're able to do this is because of the thrift shop. We're able to do this because of some surplus funds that we have at St. John's that we use for these kinds of things. And then also because of the generosity of some parishioners in this church who also give additional monies so that we can reach this total of $150,000. And so I just am sharing this with you simply to let you know that this celebration tomorrow is because of gift upon gift upon gift. Just different people coming together and giving and celebrating this. And there'll be stories tomorrow of, well, let's see here, Alzheimer's Support Network. There'll be stories of people who have loved ones who have this debilitating condition, no longer remember their name. Sometimes they can be combative. Sometimes it can be really a tough go with dementia and Alzheimer's. And they'll share about the support groups and how much the support groups have meant to them and been a support to them and been a gift to them. Let's see here. I mean, I could go through every one of them. I won't, but I could. Laces of Love. Stories of many, many kids throughout this area who come from poor families. And some of them are on basketball teams. Some of them are doing other things in their schools. And you know what? Let's just be honest. For a kid to go to school, you want to have cool tennis shoes. Because if you don't have cool tennis shoes, that is an issue. And so I can't tell you the number of stories I've heard from Laces of Love of poor kids getting their first new pair of tennis shoes from Laces of Love. What a wonderful ministry. And I mean, when they get these shoes, they're excited, they're smiling, they're laughing, sometimes they're in tears, but they are so grateful for the gift. And let's face it, tennis shoes can get pretty expensive these days. $100 for a pair of tennis shoes, and I might be kind of on the low side depending what kind of tennis shoes you get. You know what I'm saying? When I was growing up, they weren't that much, thanks be to God. But wow, I mean, they've gone up in price. But you know what? Kids need them. They need them. And so they get a new pair of tennis shoes, and they no longer have to wear their tennis shoes that have hardly any sole on the bottom, have holes on the top. And can you imagine the joy they have when they wear those pair of tennis shoes to school for the first time and all their friends seeing them? I mean, what a great day for them. And I celebrate that with them. Young Men's Christian Association. On the letterhead that he wrote, that story about Pearl Harbor that he sent home to his family that day, they was still alive, came from the YMCA. And this is a ministry in the area that we've supported also for a number of years. They do a great work. I don't know if you've been to their facility on Pine Ridge, but if you haven't a chance to go, go. It was actually struck by lightning a number of years ago and burned to the ground. And so it was actually just after Paul Fine got there. He had just come, I believe, that spring. And so actually we went over there because we go to there. We saw him the morning of the fire. The fire department was there. And I just wanted to reach out to Paul and say, Paul, you know what? I'm so sorry this happened to you. You've hardly even been here. And even in that moment, he had tremendous faith. He was doing the best in a very rough situation. And by God's grace and through the support of a lot of generous people here in this town, they rebuilt that Y to being one of the most stellar Ys in this entire country. And if you were able to pick up the floorboards of the basketball court, which I would suggest you not do that, but if you were able to pull up those beautiful boards there, you will find some writing in the concrete that was still wet from St. John's members and other people in this community who gathered for a prayer service in dedication of that building on the very foundation of the YMCA in Naples, Florida. So as we gather here together today, it's still Advent. We still haven't got to Christmas yet. I realize some of us still haven't bought all of our gifts yet, right? I mean, some of us might be busy kind of like the day before, depending on how you do that. But let us celebrate the gift. I encourage you along with me to take time to count your blessings. It's probably one of the most important things to do when you're focused in on the struggle, is just take a step back for a moment at this time of year and count your gifts. Be grateful for the gifts that the Lord has given you and the things that God has showered upon you, especially the gifts that were totally unexpected, totally out of left field, and yet some of the most important gifts that you received in your life.